The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time savings to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Good afternoon and happy Friday. Another week has flown by. I hope you are all doing well. Thank you for tuning in today. You are listening to the Financial Chick Show, and I'm the Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I'm here live every Friday at 5:30 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you want to know more about me or my firm, you can check out my website at financialchickshow.com. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at Diversified Financial Solutions, so like our pages to get updates and see what is happening. So we've been mixing up the show lately to bring you some high quality guests with topics that are affecting most, if not all of you. The past few years have been extremely challenging with high costs of goods and services served up by the Federal Reserve and the administration, not acknowledging the rise of inflation early on and only taking action after much pain. We have all felt our expenses go up, and quite frankly, it sucks. So I am delighted to have guests in the studio with me today. They are a successful mother and daughter team that own their own property and casualty company. I would like to introduce you to Sherry and Alicia Bender. How are you ladies doing?
Doing great,
good.
Denise.
Denise, thank you for having us on here.
I'm so glad to have you on.
Are we so excited to be on the radio?
I'm so excited. Well, you know, just as a little FYI, these ladies had a show. Right
we
here
did.
at the station, and decided to kind of step away a bit.
Yeah.
You know, well, life gets busy, and you know, it's totally crazy.
Yeah, no, it was chaotic, but it was so fun while we did it.
It was.
And you guys had a good show. I used to listen. I'd be driving around. I'm like, I think it touched you like a couple months before.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, you know.
Oh, I know. The best was like Alicia said, somebody had called. She would pull over on the side of the road just to get the, write down the phone number.
Oh,
yeah, no.
See, that's
that was
awesome.
That was super cute. And
maybe one day we'll have another show.
You got to come back. And you're always welcome to come here.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
So, of course. So, why don't you tell, for those that don't know you, that didn't listen to you when you were on the thing, but who wouldn't have, right? But for those that haven't, you know, tell my audience a little bit about you guys, about yourselves, and your company.
Yeah. All right. So my mom owns the Archdeacon Agency. It's located in Lake Grove, and we are independent agents and brokers. So we represent multiple insurance companies to find the best price and the best coverage for you. So as opposed to going online, calling all these insurance companies, waiting on hold, not even knowing what you're buying. We do the hard work for you, and we research insurance quotes and coverages, and we get back to you, and we get you the best policy out there for what you're looking for. Auto, home, business, boat. We're entering boat season. I'm sure you're very excited.
Oh, yeah. Very excited.
You know, motorcycle, ATVs, upstate, Long Island, Montauk, the city, five boroughs. We do it all, so...
Awesome. And that's something we all need. It's one of those products that everybody has to have.
Everybody has to have insurance. So
and then tell us a little bit about yourself, Sherry, how you got started in this the business.
In insurance, way back when, almost 40 years ago, it was actually an accident. No, who sets out to be the insurance lady? So, you know, but it happened, and it's been an amazing career, and I'm very proud and love helping people. And I own the agency. I've owned it. October was 15 years.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
So
strong women business owners, which is awesome.
Absolutely. Especially in what I don't think anymore, but at one point, you know, insurance was a man's world, just like financial planning, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, but
so we stand
strong. We're a force to be reckoned with.
We are. We are.
You know,
stand strong and keep going.
Absolutely, and you do a great job. You know, and you're there to help people. We still have that nurturing aspect of us. Not that men don't. Some men do. You know, this is not a male bashing show.
No, absolutely not.
But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, everybody's got to have a choice. And that's the beauty of America, too. You know, choice right. to work with who you want right. to and who's going to do the best job. So,
right. And there's a lot of us out there. So you definitely, you need to set yourself apart.
Absolutely.
So, you know, and it's a service business.
Mm-hmm.
You yep. want, you know, you want people to be able to call you as opposed to just going online. And Alicia's right with, you know, you go online, you don't even know what you're buying.
It's so bizarre to me. Like, I would never go online and, like, let's say you had to pick surgeries online and decide which medications you want. Like, that's, I mean, medicine and surgery is different than insurance, but I mean, selecting the right insurance policy could make or break and set you back really, you know, financially. And if you don't have certain coverages, you could be paying for that for a really long time. So it's so important. So hire a professional to do that for you and get your insurance for you and educate you.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's so intricate. I mean, I just, you know, when you get your auto policy and then, well, no one really reads it, but you kind of skim through it and I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, there's right. just so much to it.
Right.
So, you know, you don't want to mess that up. I mean, you're really protecting those things you can't afford to lose.
Right.
Right. Your home, your car. Mm-hmm. These are huge.
Injuries to yourself.
You know, and not to mention that. And, you know, you think about the roads right now and how people are crazy. It's not only the uninsured drivers, but it's the texting, the marijuana, the drinking. I mean, it's just, you know, there's so much that you're up against.
Right.
You know,
and your car's expensive. So, you want to have the right coverage for it.
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, we don't have like all this extra shekels sitting in our pocket to buy just another brand new car or another car, you know.
Right. Right. No.
So that's the reason for it, you know, because everybody gets a little like, you know, insurance. Ugh, you know, yep. it's not that doesn't the most fun topic, I guess, from time to time. But it's such a necessary thing, you know,
and it is. And people love it when they need it.
Right.
Yeah. And then they get mad when they're like, oh my God, I didn't have that, you know?
Right. But they had the policy for 20 years and never wanted to look at it or even want to ask questions. It's just, they got it because they needed it.
That's a big deal. And that is the truth. Everybody, you know, people buy insurance because somebody's making them buy it. Nobody's
required.
Correct. And nobody wakes up, you know, on a Monday morning saying, gee, I'm going to go buy like the best policy out there.
Right.
Very few people have that where, you know, I just want to make sure I'm covered.
And I got to be honest, it's a very intricate, like if I said intricate again, but like it is, it's a part of the insurance. There's so many moving parts. So I admire what you guys do. There's so much there, you know. But I would say that the biggest thing that most people are saying, like everybody's complaining about, oh my God, my insurance costs have gone through the roof.
Yeah.
And again, we know everything has gone through the roof. But we had a discussion, Sherry, recently that, well, what was the main reason? Like what happened over the past couple of years that we saw everything just increased so much this particular year, especially in car insurance?
So I think a big part of it is, and we all hate the word COVID because it's, you know,
everyone thinks it's an excuse,
right? But, you know, and it is. It's, you're going back to 2000. We're now in 24, yes. 4 years later, and the impact of it. So a big part of it. There's a couple of factors that play into it. Mm-hmm. One of it is the fact that the car parts have gone up. You know, the car manufacturers, they charge more for replacement parts. So that's a piece of it. It takes longer to repair the cars because some of the parts are still on back order.
Right.
So whereas it was, you know, you even take, for example, even, you know, your own car or, you know, some of the new cars. Actually, I was car shopping myself. And one of the features in the cars are heated windshield. Oh, now, geez. When you think about a basic
windshield,
a heated windshield. Yes. So when you think of a basic windshield that's $800 to replace, maybe $1,000, you're putting heating elements in a windshield. Now you're talking $2,000-$3,000 probably just that's to replace true. A windshield.
Yeah.
Side view mirrors, all of the safety technology that they've come out with to make cars safer costs more to replace the parts.
Right.
And then what happens is insurance companies, they file their rates. So similar to your business, they can't just decide, you know, on a Monday morning, we're going to raise our rates by 15%.
Mm-hmm.
They have to justify to the Department of Financial Services. So what happens is they're running with paying all these claims, but now they're paying more for these newer claims.
Right.
They didn't actually have the reserves for. So it created a huge discrepancy.
Wow.
And then, you know, through a lot of the years, the insurance companies weren't allowed to file for rate increases. And this is what my marketing reps have told me.
Because of COVID.
Because of COVID.
They couldn't raise rates during COVID.
Right, correct. Right. So now you're looking at, instead of getting a 3 or 4 or 5 or 6% rate increase over a 4-year period that you don't really feel it,
12%,
15%, 20% at once. It's crazy. And then what happens is you compound that with the insurance companies buying reinsurance. They're paying more for their reinsurance. So, of course, that's got to trickle down to all of us.
Snowball effect, yeah.
You know, so you don't really, you know, people are like, oh, those crazy insurance companies, they're raising their rates. But it, to some extent, and you know what? I'm a consumer too, so I pay my rates and I pay
my
premiums.
That's what people forget, you know? Like, they yell at you like, oh, my God. But, you know, it's not you. It's just...
It's not. I mean, and Alicia, you, Denise, we all pay the same premiums.
That's right.
But the insurance companies have to have the funding in order to cover the claims, or nobody's going to get paid.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, it's crazy, but I'm glad you gave that explanation, because at least, not that it makes us feel, I mean, it does make us feel better, but it doesn't, you know, make the cost that much less, right?
Right, yeah, no, it doesn't. No, unfortunately not, but.
All right, well, we're going to run to the commercials. Stay tuned after the break. Welcome back. This is Denise Nosham, the Financial Chick. My company's in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. I'm here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and I'm here to help you navigate all those changes. And today's one of those days. I don't know if it's really a change, but it's things are changing in the marketplace. We're talking about property and casualty with Alicia Bender and Sherry Bender, who own their own agency. So women business owners, strong.
Yep.
And, you know, we're basically talking about the high cost of everything, and one of which is our insurances, whether it be car insurance, homeowners insurance, umbrella insurance. I mean, these are all the things that you guys offer to people. But so right before the break, we were talking about the car insurance and how that's escalated so much. And a lot of it had to do with COVID and the fact that the companies weren't giving high increases, and then boom, it all like happened this year. I know one thing that we're dealing with right now, and a lot of my listeners and friends, is the new drivers. Where, you know, our kids 16, 17 years old, and they're getting their cars. And so any advice on that at all to help navigate this?
You know, I mean, and some people may not want to hear this, but when you're a youthful driver, you know, they want new cars and and they want to lease new cars. And when you lease a car, you have to have certain limits, you know, the 100, 300. So 100, 300 is pretty expensive. That's pretty, you know, hefty coverage for an adult. You have now a 17-year-old who has no experience. The car has to go in their name because they want to lease the car. So I'd probably say, you know, get a used car.
An older car, a safer car. Another thing too, I know a lot of people are like, even my own clients are like, my friend told me not to add, you know, my daughter, my son to the policy.
But cringe when I hear that.
You know, maybe years and years ago, you know, it was not an issue. But a lot of the policies, the newer auto policies, have permissive use exclusions on the policy. Which actually means that if somebody has permissive use, regular use of the vehicle, and they live in the household and you don't list them on the policy, in the event, you know, probably not so much for a smaller claim, but in the event of a catastrophic loss,
dies.
Yeah. You know, if there's a fatality or whatnot and they're investigating that claim and they find out that you let that child drive the car regularly and you didn't list them on the policy,
they'll deny it.
They potentially could deny a claim. So, you know, that's great that you saved some money.
Right. Sounds like a cost-saving technique. However,
you know, if you're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars of a claim, you're probably... And the other thing, too, is you're not doing justice to your child by not listing them on the policy, because then they don't have proof of prior. They have no prior insurance experience.
So you want to start that clock, basically?
Yeah. Okay. Because then when, you know, they're late 20s, 30s, they want to lease and finance their own car.
Right.
They don't have any proof of prior. So when they're older, you know, 30, and they want to get their first car... they're basically starting from scratch because they don't have history.
See, now this is something I did not know. So this is great information. Yeah. So like I said, there's just so much that people don't know. And like you said before, like going online and figuring this out, you know, working with somebody. Listen, I know we all love the computer and everything, but there's nothing like, you know, the touch and feel or like the conversation, the face-to-face, you know, on all of this.
And there's so many like myths out there. He said, she said, you know, how many times do we hear, oh, my neighbor's friend said you don't have to do this. But
My neighbor's paying half the price on their homeowner policy. Yeah, but your neighbor's house is half the size. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe your neighbor's house has, you know, the policy has a $5,000 deductible or no replacement cost. Or, you know, you can't, insurance is so individual. Years ago, if you and I lived on the same block, we drove the same car, we would pay the same premium. Mm-hmm. Because it was manual rated. Right. You know, when I started back in the black and white days, I mean, not quite that far, but we used to rate insurance policies with a manual. You'd have to pull a manual out. Each company had their own manuals. There were loss cost factors and multipliers and comp and collision. And the rate was the same. The rate was the rate. It was right there in black and white. Now the policies are so multifaceted, you know, credit score and how long you've been at your address and what your prior limits were and are you clean and are there any youthful drivers? I mean, you can't even ballpark it.
Credit score. Most people don't realize that either. You know, no big deal. But, it's a light hit.
It's not even really a hit, but they pull it. And even like the number of years you've lived at your address.
Okay.
How long have you been with your current insurance company?
Yes, that's another one too. Prior limits.
They want to see that you have decent limits and that you've been with your company. Mm. You know, the price is very drastically different if you've been with a company for less than a year or more than 3 years or more than five years.
5 years, yeah. And you know, when
so it's better to kind of stay with a company then.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It is.
They like
it
loyalty.
They really do. And even though actually in this day and age, I don't even know about that one, but you know, but
things are changing so much. Yeah.
I know they really are. But you know, basic liability limits 25, 50, 10, which is crazy. They used to be 10, 20, 10, which I mean, 10,000 in property damage.
Those numbers are. I'm not sure.
So 25,000 bodily injury for if you do bodily injury to the first one person in a car.
Okay.
50,000 total. And then 25,000 for property damage. But I mean, you rear end a Mercedes or you go into a building, 25,000 isn't really going to cover a whole lot.
Mm.
But what happens is your next step, you know, 50, 100 or 100, 350, which used to really be enough if you owned a home. But in all honesty, in today's world, you should be carrying 250, 500, 100 and an umbrella.
I was going to say, and then the umbrella. So talk to people that maybe not be aware of the umbrella.
Also, you know, with the youthful driver, if you have a youthful driver in your house, living in your home, and they, you know, get into a car accident, you can be sued because the child is living in your house and they can come after your house.
Mm.
So to have an umbrella.
And your assets.
And the
truth of the matter is a personal umbrella. So what happens is you have to carry a certain minimum liability limit in order to have an umbrella. So you can't have basic liability on your auto and then carry an umbrella. But you would do 250, 500 and another million on top of that. You want to protect your assets. You know, we work so hard collecting and
in-ground pool and trampolines. If you have kids and the kids' friends are over and a friend gets hurt, the parent is more than likely going to go after you if their child gets hurt severely.
Yeah, it's a liability. So just keep everybody home and don't get anybody in your house.
Bubble wrap everybody and just that's it. You know?
Staying home. Nobody's allowed at my house. No tripping and falling. No going up my steps. We're just going to keep it real simple.
It's crazy. Remember, someone was telling us BYOL, bring your own ladder.
If you
have a maintenance man coming over to do maintenance and he asks to use your ladder, you say, no, you don't have a ladder.
Absolutely not. Yeah. No way.
Like, you give them a ladder and he trips and falls off your ladder, he's going to sue you. Because you gave him the ladder and the ladder was,
I never heard that. I've heard of BYOB, but
BYOLs.
So BYOL? Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Now we're all learning something new today. That's fantastic.
So you need to carry you have to drive a car big enough just to carry your own ladder. Anywhere you go.
Because in this day and age, people will go after anybody just to get anything. So it's scary. Just protect yourself.
That's why the insurance is so important. It really is. So why don't you tell the audience how to reach you guys if they want to get a like a review of their policy, or they're looking, maybe they just bought a new boat or something.
and they knew
because it's that time we're getting
it
there.
Is that boating season. Mm-hmm. You can find us, the website is www.archdeaconagency.com, and the phone number is 631-751-1133, and again that's 631-751-1133. We'd love to hear from you, just if you have questions, you know, you just pull out your own policy, take a look at it, reach out to us, we'd be more than happy to help you.
And I work with them, so I know that they their service is phenomenal and their quality is good. So definitely a good group to work with. So if anybody wants to call me, if you need their information, if we miss the information, you could definitely call me.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah, Denise. Absolutely. So any other words to impart that people should need to know? We're just about a minute and a half.
So one thing I would like to just share is supplemental spousal liability is a.
That's what I want to talk about. Yes.
I knew that.
Big question.
Big question. So what happened was, it used to be an optional coverage. Some carriers included it automatically. Some charged for it. It became mandatory in the state. Mm-hmm. So it's now mandatory. They do charge you for it, but you can have it. You can opt out. You can opt out. And even my own auto policy, when it renewed, it was $228. I'm single. I don't want supplemental spousal liability. I don't want to pay for it. So anybody single, you know, divorced, widowed, take a look at those policies.
That's a great point.
Look at your renewals, because you don't need to keep that coverage, and the carriers are required to put it on the renewals.
Right. Interesting. All right. So that's something. So that's a cost saving. Again, as a financial advisor, we want to be fiscally conservative, right? So that's a cost saving thing right there.
Absolutely. Take a look at it.
All right. Well, we've got about 24 seconds left. This went so fast. Okay. And I want to thank you all. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in.
First and foremost,
Alicia Bender and Sherry Bender. And talking about a great topic here, property and casualty, which we all need. And we want to, you know, get the best coverage for the best price. And that's something that they can do for you. So definitely reach out to them. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. And remember to do better and be better. Take care for now. And I look forward to being with you again next Friday.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.